Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Whitaker Irvin Jr. on the line. He's president and CEO over at Q Hydrogen Solutions Corporation. Whitaker, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
All right. So excited about today's topic. We'll talk about really innovation in the hydrogen industry. And I mean, that's what you're working on. And to get us kicked off, Whitaker, so we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission over here. Whitaker, what mission matters to you?
Well, for me, it's to leave this world a better place than I found it. And I feel that that happens both in my personal life and especially in what I do for work. There isn't anything else on the face of the planet I want to be doing other than what I am doing at this point in time with our technology.
Man, Whitaker, you got me all fired up over here. Come on, let's get into that. So let's just start talking about it. So Q Hydrogen Solutions Corporation, tell me a little bit more about the company, please.
So the company itself, this is a technology-specific development based on a body of intellectual property that's been under development now for over 25 years. It's a completely new way of working with energy and matter. We call this quasar wave technology as the base of all of it. The technology itself has been developed and further iterated by my father, Whit Sr., over this last 25 years. He was a former industrialist in Latin America who shifted his view when he thought that his generation and previous generations had been poor stewards of this planet and felt there was a way forward. And this hydrogen technology is one aspect of an overall much larger body of intellectual property. However, it is the one that makes sense for the world the way it works today. People have been talking about the hydrogen economy for decades, and one of the keys has always been the cost to produce is keeping it really out of the market as a major player in energy today. So that's something we are in the process of changing.
Man, I didn't know that. So second generation in the industry, in the energy industry, really building your father's work. What a legacy. That's awesome. So give us a little bit more of a, so you mentioned cost. And I feel like in the media and in the news today, just in general, I feel like we hear a lot about electricity or electric, you know, batteries. We hear a lot of other types of renewable energy. But hydrogen, I don't feel gets enough of, it doesn't get enough media time, really. And that's why I'm happy to have you on the show also to give another side of the spectrum there. So, I mean, tell us a little bit more about hydrogen's role overall in the renewable energy market.
So as far as renewables are concerned, hydrogen has not been a large player yet. And it goes down to a few things. So the stereotypical ways of producing it are gray hydrogen, which is basically a hydrocarbon-based method that's very energy intensive. It's using natural gas. So steam reformation or electrolysis, which is a large amount of electricity to create a heat reaction to split water. And then you have blue hydrogen, and by the way, gray is the cheapest. Then you have blue hydrogen that is slightly more environmentally friendly than gray, which is the dirtiest. And the only difference between blue and gray is there's some carbon capture involved on the other side. And then you have green. green hydrogen is the one that, I guess, if you're talking about the renewable industry, is the closest to getting to that definition, because you have to have a renewable energy source to create that hydrogen in the first place via that electrolysis method. So that's using water, basically, in that heat reaction. So you have to have large solar farms or wind farms, and those are expensive, to create the amount of electricity necessary to produce that green hydrogen. So there's a lot of innovation and a lot of work that's going on right now throughout the world on trying to bring the cost of producing hydrogen down. There's a new energy earth shot that the Department of Energy just released in the past several days with the end goal of being reducing the cost of green hydrogen down to $1 per kilogram within a decade. So it's becoming more of a topic. In even Bank of America and Merrill Lynch, they rebaselined the value of the overall green hydrogen industry to around $12 trillion by 2050. So they're wow. seeing it as more of a massive player in the energy market going forward. But right now, there's still that period of technological innovation that's required to get it to that point.
Wow, that's a big industry, and it's a big opportunity out there. And so you mentioned a little bit more about like the different types of hydrogen, and so green being really the cleanest. I mean, how do you see that? I guess, how do you see that in being introduced into the market? Like, because as you said, okay, it's not quite there yet in terms of like mass adoption, right? Because of cost and other things. Like, but what do you think is going to be some of the low hanging fruit for this for people to start using this? I should say.
So, they're starting large projects. They're kind of like a proof of concept to get it out there and create that push for innovation. Mm-hmm. But like in West Australia, there's a large green hydrogen initiative, and it's to produce electricity. But what they're doing is they have a large, like I talked about, the solar and wind setup to produce that hydrogen, and then they're working, I believe the company they're working with is Siemens, and they're going to be burning that hydrogen in hydrogen-specific gas turbines to produce mm-hmm. electricity. And so it takes an industry push overall to get the type of innovation needed to make it more viable financially. And with hydrogen moving from more of that pie in the sky, we all like the idea of the hydrogen economy, but it's never going to happen idea, to something where there's actually being money both at a governmental and private sector level pushed toward innovation. I think that is what is going to lead toward the change. And with what we're doing, we're not releasing any cost data or anything like that yet on our project, but we kind of did the Field of Dreams model. If you build it, they will come, because you can describe your technology or what you're doing until you're blue in the face. But it's a lot easier. Our family's original background is in oil and gas, so we still have mineral interest in the family that lead or go all the way back to the 1800s. So it's kind of a transition from that type of a focus toward this new energy tech. And so that also kind of brings you to that old wildcatter mentality. Our mm-hmm. family is also from West Texas. So and as opposed to explaining everything to everybody, what we're doing is we're building what will be the world's first economically viable hydrogen power plant up in northern New Hampshire in a little town called Groveton. It's a place that became economically impoverished as a result of losing the Wausau paper mill, which closed in the mid-2000s. And so we purchased the old cogeneration power plant on that site, of 140-acre industrial site. And since October of 19 have been under construction. We'll be opening later this year and revealing more. But essentially, it'll be the world's first economically viable hydrogen power plant. And we're using the river on the site called the Upper Amonoosuc as our source of water, and we're producing the hydrogen on site, and we're going to be burning it directly in reciprocating engines that have been modified to run on hydrogen.
I swear, Whitaker, this sounds like something right out of a movie. Everything from the old plant shutting down to repurposing it to, come on, man, this is right out of a movie. What movie do you see this in?
Right. Sometimes these things come together in ways that you can't imagine. I mean, you can plan for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as our technology is concerned, 25 years or over 25 years for technological iterations, getting it to the point of commercialization, it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in its own time, and the time is now. So we just got lucky enough to be able to stay above water with us and some very awesome people that have been involved over the years to get it to this point.
Man, what a great story, and love bringing this to my audience. Like I said, this is right out of a movie, and I'm excited to see, the plant to open and to hear more about it as it evolves, which I'm sure I'm going to hear more about this going into the future. That being said, Whitaker, if somebody is watching this and if somebody wants to learn more about Q Hydrogen Solutions, I guess one of the things that I would want to bring up is you mentioned different types of hydrogen. I believe you're doing something with clear hydrogen. Can you kind of make that distinction? I don't think we covered clear hydrogen at all.
No, we haven't. So the main distinction is clear hydrogen is kind of the next level. It's a word that we coined along with, we're working with a PR firm out of Manhattan called Rubenstein. And it's a way to kind of delineate our version from green, because we don't require a massive amount of infrastructure to create our environmentally friendly hydrogen. And so this plant in New Hampshire is our calling card, basically our global announcement that there is a cleaner, more environmentally friendly way to do this, and you can do it at scale with a small footprint. So we had to come up with something to differentiate us from others. And that is where the clear hydrogen moniker comes from.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's the buzzword I should be hearing out there. When I hear about a clear hydrogen, I'm going to think Whitaker, and I'm going to think about this story. So this is awesome.
there you go.
So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to follow this journey and they want to learn more and just and see what where this takes you, what's the best way that people can follow up or follow the company?
So we have a few ways, but easiest is to go to our website, which is simply qhydrogen.com, QHYDROGEN.com, and then we have all of our contact info there. But we have our main email is info@qhydrogen.com, and then we have an 800 number. We prefer email at this point. We're going to be getting everything ready for prime time related to folks being able to regularly answer the other number, but that is the easiest way to get in touch at this point.
Fantastic. And what's that number people can now reach out to?
So that is 844-4-Q-Hydro.
Fantastic. And the website, one more time, just because I feel like people are, you get your pen, you get your thing, like, what's the website one more time?
It is Q-Hydrogen, QHYDROGEN.com.
Fantastic. Well, Whitaker, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and really all the great stuff that you're doing over there at Q Hydrogen. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. I sure did. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return listener, a return viewer if you're on our YouTube channel. And Whitaker, thank you again for coming on the show. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you, Adam. Have a great day.